For a long heartbeat, Luke just stared at the frigate. And then, like pieces clicking together in a puzzle, it all fell into place. The mole miners, the undermanned and underdefended capital ships that the New Republic had been forced to press into shipping service. The Imperial fleet out there that seemed to be making no real effort to push its way past the system's defenses. And a New Republic star cruiser, Mole Miner planted firmly on its side, that had just fired on Wedge's X-Wing. He took a moment to scan the sky around him, moving with deceptive slowness through the continuing starfighter battle. A number of warships were beginning to pull out. "We've got to stop them," he told the others.
"Good thinking,"
Han agreed.
"How?"
"Is there any way we can get aboard them ourselves?" he asked. "Lando said the mole miners were two-man ships. The Imperials can't possibly have packed more than 4 or 5 stormtroopers in each one of them."
"The way those warships are manned at the moment, 4 stormtroopers would be plenty,"
Wedge pointed out. "Yes, but I could take them," Luke said.
"On all 50 ships?"
Han countered.
"Besides, you blast a hatch open to vacuum, and you'll have pressure bulkheads closing all over the ship. Take you forever to even get to the bridge."
Luke gritted his teeth, but Han was right. "Then we have to disable them," he said. "Knock out their engines or control systems or something. If they get out to the perimeter and those Star Destroyers, we'll never see them again."
"Oh, we'll see them again,"
Han growled.
"Pointed straight back at us. You're right. Disabling as many as we can is our best shot. We're never going to stop all 50, though."
"We don't have 50 to stop. At least not yet,"
Wedge put in.
"There are still 12 mole miners that haven't attached themselves to ships."
"Good. Let's take them out first,"
Han said.
"You got vectors on them?"
"Feeding your computer now."
Okay, here we go."
The Falcon twisted around and headed off in a new direction.
"Luke, get on the comm and tell Sluice Control what's happening,"
he added.
"Tell them not to let any ships out of the orbit dock area."
"Right."
Luke switched channels on the comm, and as he did so, he was suddenly aware of a slight change in sense from the Falcon's cockpit. "Han, you all right?"
"Huh? Sure, why?"
"I don't know, you seem to change."
"I had a half grip on some idea,"
Han said.
"But it's gone now. Come on, make that call. I want you back on the quads when we get there."
The call to Sluice Control was over well before they reached their target mole miner.
"They thank us for the information," Luke reported to the others. "But they say they don't have anything to spare at the moment to help us."
"Probably don't,"
Han agreed.
"Okay, I see 2 TIE fighters running escort. Wedge, you and Rogue 5 take them out, while Luke and I hit the mole miner."
"Got it,"
Wedge confirmed. The 2 X-Wings shot past Luke's canopy, flaring apart into intercept mode as the TIE fighters broke formation and came around to meet the attack.
"Luke, try to blow it apart instead of disintegrating it,"
Han suggested.
"Let's see how many people the Imperials have got stuffed inside."
"Got it,"
Luke said. The mole miner was in his sights now. Adjusting his power level down, he fired.